27th chapter of Matthew and verse number 15. Now Matthew looks upon Jesus Christ as the King of the Jews. Remember, whenever we look at the different views of Christ in the four Gospels, we have to look at it from their standpoint, how they portrayed Christ. So now Matthew portrays Christ as the King of the Jews. Now at that feast, the governor wanted to release unto the people a prisoner whom they would. Now Jesus was on trial. Pilate had pronounced him innocent, but the Jews still called for his death. And so Pontius Pilate was thinking, how in the world could he release Jesus because he was innocent and at this period of time? So there was just happened to be a catch-all term there. There was a Sicari man. The Sicari man was an assassin. And these people had gone to the villages, they had kidnapped people and demanded ransom money, and they were doing all this for the furtherance of Israel against Rome. These people ended up causing Jerusalem to be totally destroyed and brought down in their last stand at Masada. That was not a heroic, wonderful situation. These people were murderers. And the head murderer of these was on trial, or had been tried, and was going to be crucified. His name was Barabbas, son of the father. And Pontius Pilate thought for sure, well, I don't think that they'll want me to turn Barabbas loose back on him again to do what he's done already. So I'll ask him, do you want Barabbas or do you want Jesus? And let's see what happens. And they had a notable prisoner called Barabbas. This is one of the head of the Sicarii, the dagger men, the assassins. Now these people, some of them that escaped Masada and went on, they went in and they basically founded the island of Sicily. And this is a Sicilian mafia, the basic Jewish mafia. I knew one of the descendants of these, his name was Dale. And he could trace his lineage right straight back to these people, right straight back to Palestine. He was a Sicilian, and his family were mafioso. They had a notable prisoner by the name of Barabbas. Therefore, when they were gathered together, Pilate said unto them, who do you wish that I'd release unto you, Barabbas or Jesus, which is called the Christ? Surely, he said, they will say, Jesus. This criminal, that is, he even kidnapped the high priest. They raped women as they went into the villages. And yet, let's see what happens. For he knew that for envy they had delivered him. And he was set down on the judgment seat. His wife sent unto him, saying, Have nothing to do with this just man. I have suffered many things this day in a dream because of him. And the chief priests and the elders persuaded the multitude that they should ask Barabbas and destroy Jesus. The chief priests and elders, go ahead and turn Barabbas back loose on us so he could rape some more women, so he could kidnap more people, and so he could kill more Romans. These dagger men, the Sicarii, the double-edged daggers, short but pointed. They would go up and they'd stab a Roman soldier up through his abdomen, into his heart, and walk off. The daggermen in their long robes, hiding their daggers. And the governor answered and said unto them, which one of you shall I release unto you? And they said, Barabbas. This should have knocked Pilate back on his seat hard. How could they ask for this criminal? Pilate said unto them, what shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ? And they all say unto them, let him be crucified. And the governor said, why? What evil has he done? But they cried out the more, saying, let him crucify him, crucify him, crucify him. And when Pilate saw that he could prevail no longer, but that rather a great turmoil was made, he took water, and he washed his hands before the multitude, saying, I am innocent of this man's blood. See ye to it. You are guilty. You should be crucified, not him. Remember now, under Jewish law, if you accused a man of some crime that was a capital crime, if he was proven innocent, you died. Because of false accusations, he told them you ought to die, not him. Then they all answered, the people said, his blood be upon us and our children. And it has been. It has been for 2,000 years. Then he released Barabbas unto them, and when he had scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. Now, not only did he scourge Jesus, he had them beat him pretty hard. Pretty terrible beating, up nearly on to death. And then he was going to tell them, look, isn't this enough? Isn't this enough? Haven't I done enough? Mark the 15th chapter, looking upon Jesus as his servant. Now at that feast he released unto them one prisoner whom ever they desired, and there was one named Barabbas, which lay bound with them, and he had made insurrection with him, and he had committed murder in the insurrection. By the way, all of these prisoners that were going to go to the cross, all three of them had committed murder. And the multitude crying and kept on crying with a loud voice. But Pilate answered them, saying, will ye that I release unto you the king of the Jews? For he know that the chief priests had delivered him for envy. But the chief priests moved the people that they should rather release Barabbas unto them. Release the criminal so he can abuse and murder and rape some more. And Pilate answered and said unto them, what will ye that I should do unto the one you call the king of the Jews? They cried out, crucify him, crucify him, crucify him. Then Pilate said unto them, why? What evil has he done? And they cried even the more exceedingly, crucify him. And so Pilate, willing to content the people, released Barabbas unto them and delivered Jesus when he had scourged him to be crucified. Luke, the 23rd chapter, Luke looks upon Jesus as our kinsman redeemer, our goel, our substitute. And Pilate, when he had called together the chief priests and the rulers of the people, said unto them, ye have brought this man unto me as one that perverteth the people, and behold, I have examined him before you and have found him not guilty, touching those things which you have accused him of. You are guilty. You should be crucified. It's what he said. No, yet Herod, for I sent him, sent you to him, and lo, nothing worthy of death is done unto him. I will therefore chastise him and release him. For of necessity he must release one of them unto the feast. And they cried out all at once, saying, away with this man, and release unto us Barabbas, who for a certain sedition made the city, and for murder was cast into prison. Pilate, therefore, willing to release Jesus, spoke again of them, but they cried, crucify him, crucify him, crucify him. And he said unto them the third time, why, what evil has he done? I have found no cause of death in him. I will therefore chastise him and let him go. And they were instant, loud voices requiring that he might be crucified, and the voices of them and the chief priests prevailed. And Pilate gave sentence that it should be as they required. And he released unto them him for sedition and for murder, was cast into prison whom they had desired, but he delivered Jesus to their will. John the 18th chapter. John looks at Jesus Christ as the Messiah King, as the eternal God, Jehovah. But you have a custom that I should release unto you one that is at the Passover, and will ye therefore that I release unto you the King of the Jews? And they cried all again, and they cried, not this man, but Barabbas. Now Barabbas was a robber, was a murderer. Matthew, the 27th chapter, Matthew looks upon Jesus as the King of the Jews. And then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the common hall and gathered him and the whole band of soldiers. And they stripped him, and they put him on a scarlet robe. And when they had planted a crown of thorns, they put it upon his head, and reading his right hand, and they bowed the knee before him and mocked him, saying, Hail, King of the Jews. And they spit upon him, and they took the reed, and they beat him on the head. And after they had mocked him, they took the robe off of him and put his own clothing on him and led him away to be crucified. Mark, the 15th chapter, looks upon Jesus as a servant. And the soldiers led him away into the hall called Praetorium, and they called together the whole band, and they clothed him. And by the way, the Jews wouldn't walk in here. It would make them unclean, so they couldn't partake of the Passover. And it was right before a holy day, the preparation. Purple, and planted a crown of thorns and put it upon his head. They began to salute him and hail him King of the Jews, and they beat him on the head with a rod, and they spit upon him, and bowing their knees, they worshipped him. John, the 19th chapter. I remember R.G. Lee talking about he walked in a room and his sister, tears were rolling down her face, and she was crying, and she said, They're going to kill him! They're going to kill him! And she was reading John, the 19th chapter. R.G. Lee was a famous Baptist preacher of the late 1800s and early 1900s. He was related to our General Robert E. Lee. Then Pilate therefore took Jesus and scourged him, and the soldiers plaited a crown of thorns upon his head, and he put upon him a purple robe. And they said, Hail, King of the Jews, and they beat him with their hands. They slapped him and beat him with their hands and fists. And Pilate therefore went forth again and said unto them, Behold, I bring it forth to you, that you may know that I find no fault in him. Five times he's been declared innocent. Five times. I find no fault in him. Then Jesus came forth wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe, and Pilate said unto him, Behold a man, echo homo in Latin. Behold a man. He wished that they would turn him loose because he had been beaten nearly to death. When the chief priests therefore and the officers saw him, they cried out, Crucify him, crucify him, crucify him. But Pilate said unto them, You take him, you crucify him. I find no fault in him. And the Jews answered him, We have a law, and by our law he ought to die, because he made himself the Son of God. When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he was the more afraid. And went again into the judgment hall, and said unto Jesus, From where do you come? And Jesus gave him no answer. And Pilate said unto him, Why don't you talk to me? Don't you understand that I have the power to crucify you, and I have the power to release you? And Jesus answered, You could not have no power at all against me except it were given to you from above. Therefore he delivered me unto thee hath greater sin. The ones that delivered me unto you have the greater sins. Not your fault, Pilate. And from there on Pilate sought to release him, but the Jews cried out, saying, If you let this man go, you are not a friend of Caesar. Whoever makes himself a king speaks against Caesar. And when Pilate therefore heard that saying, he brought Jesus forth and sat down in the judgment seat in a place that is called the pavement, but in the Hebrew is called Gabbatha. And it was the preparation of the Passover. And about the sixth hour, and he said unto the Jews, Behold your king. But they cried out, away with him, crucify him. And Pilate said unto them, Shall I crucify your king? The chief priests answered, We have no king but Caesar. They had just called for the release of the man that was trying to kill all the Roman governors and people. That man, along with the rest of Zechariah, would bring down the whole nation of Israel down to the dirt. Not one stone would be left upon another in that city of Jerusalem. Not one stone left upon another. Then he delivered them therefore unto them to be crucified, and they took Jesus and led him away. Matthew 27. Matthew looks upon Jesus as the King of the Jews, And as they came out, they found a man, a Cyrene, Simon by name. And by the way, he was of the Sicarii from that area. Really religious zealots. There were two zealots, two Sicarii men, and Jesus' disciples. One of them was the one that betrayed him. Judas Iscariot. And the other one was Simon the Cyrene also. Simon by name him, and they compelled him to bear his cross. And when they were come unto the place called Golgotha, the place of the skull, they gave him vinegar, drink mixed with gall. And when he had tasted of it, would not drink it. What it was is a sour wine mixed with opium. It was a painkiller. They wanted him to not feel as much pain. They wanted him to last on that cross a long time. They wanted him to suffer for a long time. That's why they gave him the alcohol mixed with opium. Mark the 15th chapter, look at Jesus as a servant. And when they had mocked him, they took off the proper robe from him and put on his own clothes on him and led him out to crucify him. And they compelled one Simon the Cyrene, who passed by coming out of the country, the father of Alexander and Rufus, to bear the cross. Now, later on, these would become great Christian people. And they brought him unto the place called Golgotha, which is being interpreted as the place of the skull. And they gave him a drink of wine mixed with myrrh, that is, opium, but he received it not. Luke 23rd chapter, Luke looking at Jesus as the Son of Man, as our kinsman redeemer. And as they led him away, they laid hold upon one Simon, a Cyrenian, coming out of the country, and on him they laid the cross, that he might bear it after Jesus. Jesus was so weak, he couldn't bear the cross to his death. And there followed him a great company of people and of the women, which he also bewailed and lamented him. And Jesus, turning unto them, said, Daughters of Jerusalem, weep not for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children, because this city is going to be ravaged because you turned the wrong man loose. For behold, the days are coming in which they shall say, Blessed are the barren and the wombs of that and the never bare and the breast which never gave suck. Then shall they begin to say unto the mountains, Fall upon us, and the hills cover us. For if they do these things in a green tree, what shall happen in the dry? And there were also two other malefactors led with him to be put to death. John the 19th chapter. John looking upon Jesus as the Messiah, King of Israel, and as the eternal God Jehovah. And he, bearing his cross, went forth into a place called the place of the skull, which is called in the Hebrew Golgotha, Golgotha. Matthew 27 chapter. 9 o'clock, Wednesday morning. At 9 a.m. And they crucified him, and they parted his garments, and casting lots, and that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, they parted my garments among them, and upon my vesture they cast lots. And sitting down, they watched him there. And set up over his head his accusation written, This is Jesus, the King of the Jews. Now, it was written in three different languages. Hebrew, Greek, and Latin. Then there were two other thieves crucified with him, one on one side and one on the other. And they that passed by reviled him, wagging their heads, saying, You that destroys the temple and build in 3 days, save yourself, if you be the Son of God, come down from the cross. Likewise also the chief priests mocking him, and with the scribes and elders said, He saved others, himself he cannot save. And if he be the King of Israel, let him now come down from the cross, and we will believe in him. No, they wouldn't. No, they wouldn't believe. He trusted in God, let him deliver him now, if he will have him. For he said, I am the Son of God. And the thieves also which were crucified with him cast their same in his teeth. Mark the 15th chapter, looking upon Jesus as the servant. And when they had crucified him, they parted his garments, casting lots with them, and what every man should take. And it was the third hour, and they crucified him. The third hour is 9 a.m. And the superscription over his accusation was written, King of the Jews. And with him they crucified two other thieves, and one on his right hand and one on the other, and they were more than thieves. The term there is murderers. And the scripture was fulfilled, which said, and he was numbered with the transgressors. And they that passed by rallied him, wagging their heads and saying, Ah, you that destroyed the temple and built it in 3 days, save yourself and come down from the cross. Jesus could have done it. Likewise also chief priests mocking and said among themselves and the scribes, He saved others, yet he himself he could not save. Let Christ, the King of Israel, descend now from the cross, that we may see and believe. They lied again. They would not see and believe. And they that were crucified reviled him. Luke, the 23rd chapter, looking upon Jesus as a servant again, or the Son of Man, that is, kinsman redeemer. And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, they crucified him, the malefactors, one on the right hand, on the other on the left. And Jesus said unto them, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his garments. And cast lots for him. They gambled for him. And the people stood beholding, and the rulers also with them derided him, saying, He saved others, let him save himself, and if he be Christ, the chosen of God. And the soldiers also mocking him, coming to him and offering him vinegar, saying, If you be the King of the Jews, save yourself. And a superscription also was written over him in the letters in Greek and Latin and Hebrew, This is the King of the Jews. And one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, If you be the Christ, save yourself. But the other one answering rebuked him, saying, Do you not fear God, seeing that you are in the same condemnation? And we did justly, for we receive the due reward for our deeds. But this man has done nothing amiss. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, Master, God, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto you, today you shall be with me in paradise. John the 19th chapter, looking at Jesus as Jehovah. Where they crucified him and two other with him. On either side, Jesus in the midst. And the Pilate wrote the title and put it on the cross, writing this, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. And this title then read many of the Jews, for the place where Jesus was crucified was near to the city, and it was written in Hebrew and Greek and in Latin. And guess who wrote it? Pilate, Pontius Pilate, wrote it himself with his own hand. Then said the chief priests of the Jews to Pilate, Write not the King of the Jews, but that he said, I am King of the Jews. And Pilate said, What I have written will remain written. Then the soldiers, when they had crucified Jesus, took his garments and made four parts, to every soldier a part, and also his coat. And now the coat was without seam, woven from the top throughout. And they said therefore among themselves, Let us not rend it, but let us gamble for it, whose it shall be, that the scripture might be fulfilled, which saith, They parted my garment among them, and for my vesture they cast lots or gambled. These things, therefore, the soldiers did. Now there stood by the cross of Jesus was his mother, and his mother's sister Mary, and the wife of Cleophas and Mary Magdalene. And when Jesus, therefore, saw his mother and the disciple standing by whom he loved, he said unto his mother, Woman, behold your son. And he said unto this disciple, Behold your mother. And from the hour on, that disciple took her unto his own home. Now, let's look at this for just a moment. Jesus had brothers. He had several brothers. Now, if Jesus died, one, he was the eldest son. He was supposed to watch after his mother. But why did Jesus give the custody of his mother to John? to John the Apostle. Why? Well, his brothers did not believe until after the resurrection. One of the brothers wrote the book of Jude, and another one wrote the book of James. But Jude and James would not live a long life like John did. John would become, he would be taken to the island of Patmos where he wrote the book of Revelation. He had his feet boiled in oil. He was kind of crippled from that time on. But he was the pastor at Ephesus where he took Mary and took care of her. And that's where Mary is buried, by the way. She's not taken up into heaven, like the Catholic Church says. She's buried there in Ephesus. And John was there until he was over 100 years old. They had to carry him to and from church. John took care of Jesus' mother because Jesus imparted her care to him. Now the second 3 hours on the cross from 12 to 3, that was 9 to 12 now. Matthew, the 27th chapter, Matthew, and also Psalm 22 and verse 1, Isaiah 53 also. Now the sixth hour, there was darkness over all land. This is 12 o'clock high until the ninth hour. From 12 o'clock to 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Wednesday, there was no light. And by the way, if you look it up in history, at this period of time, there was no eclipse on Friday, but the eclipse was on Wednesday in this year. At about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani." Now that is Hebrew. In Hebrew, he quoted Psalm 22 and verse 1, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" Some of them that stood there, when they heard that, they said, "This man called for Elijah." And straightway, or immediately, one of them ran and took a sponge and filled it with vinegar and put a reed upon it and gave him to drink. The rest said, "Let it be. Let us see whether Elijah will come and save him." And Jesus, when he cried out again with a loud voice, he yielded up the ghost. He yielded up his spirit, is what it actually says. Mark, the 15th chapter, looking upon Jesus as the servant. And when the sixth hour had come, there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour. And in the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani." Now, Mark uses Aramaic instead of Hebrew. Mark is a disciple of Peter. And Peter spoke Aramaic. Matthew, writing it down, wrote it in Hebrew. Now Mark writes it down in Aramaic. A little bit different. Eloi, Eloi, instead of Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, it's Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani. And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani," which is being interpreted, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" And by the way, that was Psalm 22 and verse 1, and they needed to read the whole psalm. When somebody quoted scripture, it meant the whole thing. And some of them that stood by, and when they heard it, said, "Behold, he called for Elijah." And one ran and filled a sponge with full of vinegar and put it up on the reed and gave it to them, say, gave it his drink, saying, "Let him alone. Let us see where Elijah will come and take him down." And Jesus cried with a loud voice and gave up the spirit. Luke 23rd chapter, looking upon Jesus as our kinsman redeemer. And it was about the sixth hour, and there was a deep darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour, and the sun was darkness, and the veil of the temple was rent right in the middle of it. And when Jesus had cried out with a loud voice, he said, "Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit." And having said this, he gave up the spirit. John 19 chapter, and after this, Jesus, knowing that all things have now accomplished, the scripture might be fulfilled, said, "I thirst." Now there was a set of vessel of full of vinegar, and they filled the sponge and put it up in the hyssop and put it to his mouth. And when Jesus had therefore received the vinegar, he said, "It is finished." And he gave up the spirit. And the Jews therefore, because it was the preparation that the body should not remain upon the cross. They were very religious, lost people. Very religious, but lost. They had just murdered this man. But now they didn't want to pollute their holiday, their holy day. They besought Pilate that they would break their legs and that they might be taken away. They broke their legs and they would suffocate. And the soldiers came and they broke the legs of the first and of the other which was crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was dead already, they did not break his legs. And one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, and therefore came out blood and water. And he saw it and bare record, and the record is true. He that knows that he said true, and ye might believe. For these things were done, that the scripture should be fulfilled. A bone of him should not be broken, Isaiah 53. And again another scripture said, and they shall look upon him whom they have pierced. They shall look upon him who they have pierced. Jesus is dead now. His spirit has gone down into Sheol. He's preaching to those people down in Sheol and telling them that he has come, he lived the life that he was supposed to live, that he did the miraculous things that he was supposed to do to prove he was Messiah, and that he died for them on the cross. And that when he raises, their eternal life is absolutely secured. Our Father, we send this message out for your honor and glory. I thank you so much for your word. I thank you for allowing me to preach from all four Gospels the death, burial, and resurrection of your Son. Please use it wherever it goes. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.